KUTX 98.9. Well, we just heard from Steve Gunn, who will be in town in April playing at Barracuda. And then right before that, Bob Marley classic today on Valentine's Day, Is This Love? And congratulations to Sunshine, who was our ninth caller and won herself a pair of tickets to see G Love at the Scoot Inn on Saturday. Well, we are live in Studio 1A. I'm Jay Trachtenberg, and we'd like to welcome Robert Ellis, who's looking rather dapper.
Hello. Thank you.
Robert has a new album that comes out today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I guess there's a holiday today also?
That's what I understand,
this record, we recorded it over a year ago, and it's finally out, finally ready.
And it's called Texas Piano Man. So when I think most people think of Texas, they don't think of piano players. It's kind of a guitar pickers kind of state. So tell us.
Well, I don't think we should put boxes around what Texas is and isn't. But yeah, maybe I'm the first. I don't know. I think there have been plenty of great piano players from Texas, but it was more about the spirit of the whole thing. Like the idea to me is that, you know, we fancy ourselves as Texans as these sort of like larger than life, brazen, confident, you know, individual people. And I think that's also, there's some crossover with the classic piano man, the archetype of the classic piano man. And yeah, the concept came and it seemed pretty obvious at some point, like, oh, this makes sense, the Texas Piano Man. Yeah.
And here you are today.
Here I am in a white tuxedo.
Yeah, exactly. So, Mr. Piano Man, what tune would you like to share with us first?
Well, I believe I'm going to play a song called When You're Away. It's, I think, the single that you guys are playing, so hope you enjoy it.
When you're away, little things overwhelm me. When you're away, nobody can tell me that there's any reason to get out of the bed. I open my eyes and see nothing. When you're away, I just don't feel like singing. The words come just without any meaning. What did I do before you came along and showed me how life could be? When you're here, oh, I can finally catch my breath again. I'm only happy when remember. When you're away, there are no waves on the water. Had I never met you, I might never have known just how good life could be. Just yesterday, I was happy as a goldfish. Now I'm drowning of what ifs. Don't think I'll ever be the same. Feel when you're near, so don't go away again.
As you can hear, we're live in Studio 1A today with Robert Ellis and our concert club members. Thank you for coming. Robert Ellis has a new album out, Texas Piano Man. So up till now, you've been a guitar player. So when you were composing music for this album, do you come to it differently as a piano player as opposed to a guitar player?
I think you have sort of traps that you fall into after you've been playing a while. I've been playing guitar since I was a really little kid. Also piano. Piano is actually my first instrument, but from the time I was like, I don't know, 6 years old, guitar was kind of the only thing I cared about. You know, I just obsessively played it and practiced. And so my proficiency on that instrument is at a point where I feel like I kind of get stuck in these circles, you know? And so it was really refreshing to write this whole record on piano, frankly, because I'm kind of a novice comparatively. And, you know, like on guitar, I could be playing something, and it just takes a lot to kind of get excited about it. Whereas on piano, I mean, something really knuckleheaded, like, you know, like you just have like, it's just an exciting sound to me, I think, just because I'm unfamiliar with it, you know? So the writing of this record was pretty easy in comparison to other ones because I was like, man, this thing just sounds cool. Like, just one note sounds awesome.
So I'm hearing some Elton John in there.
And definitely, yeah. I mean, I think I kind of, when I came up with the concept, just started ripping on all the classic piano men. You know, Jerry Lewis is a big influence. I really love the way he took country tunes and just made them wild and crazy and sort of this, his voice just kind of floats over them, you know, in this really aggressive way. And then, you know, people like Liberace obviously are pretty big aesthetic influences, like just sort of the spirit of like getting out on a stage and entertaining people. You know, I'm sick of this thing where a guy with a guitar stands up and is like, hey guys, thanks for coming. And then plays his like brooding song, which is, by the way, what I've been doing for 10 years. But at this point in my life and career, I really want to get on a stage and, like, entertain, you know? And that's kind of what this is all about.
All righty. Robert Ellis is our guest. His new album comes out today called Texas Piano Man. You're doing an in-store today at Waterloo Records.
I am. I believe at 5. I don't know.
You're going to bring a big piano with you? Or
I have a little smaller one. If you'll let me take this, I'm playing, for the people at home listening, I'm playing a beautiful Steinway grand piano, and this is kind of a rarity. Usually you show up and there's like an old Casio keyboard. So you guys, true to form, you guys are impressing.
So I understand you're a new dad. Congratulations.
I am, thank you. Little dude is 7 months old.
So how is that affecting your musical life?
I definitely don't think I could be doing this Texas Piano Man thing if I wasn't in the, you know, we conceived him. Can I say that on the radio?
You just did.
We conceived him right around the start of like the whole concept and recording the record and everything. And yeah, I just think having a kid, for one, you kind of just want to go for broke on everything. You're like, there's no point in doing it halfway. And then also this thing sort of came over me where the things that I thought were important, the things that I thought were serious, suddenly seem pretty trivial. And kind of just like not taking yourself so seriously, having a little fun, like realizing that we only get one chance to do this and that it should be enjoyable, you know?
Robert Ellis, you want to take a moment and introduce the gentleman in your entourage?
I would love to. On my left here is Kelly Doyle. He's playing guitar. On my left here is, let me just, for the people at home, I'm sitting on stage right, so everyone is sitting to my left. to my left on the drums is Tank Lisenby. Tank, you want to hit a drum or something? and this beautiful fellow over here on the far, far left is none other than Joffrey Mueller. on the bass.
So I see you're about to do a song about my favorite beverage.
Oh, yes. So this is one of those songs that I wrote this song. I woke up one morning feeling a little under the weather, and my lady was like, "Can I go grab you a drink?" You know, and I was laying in the bed, and in the time that it took her to go to the kitchen and come back, I had written this whole song, and I feel like it's very Texas, and yeah, I think you guys will understand in a second. No, I don't want a beer. And you can keep your margarita. Well, you're gonna be up all night drinking all that Coca-Cola. And there's nothing worse than water straight from the tap drip. Life just feels kind of flat without it. Topo Chico and lime. Topo Chico and lime. I'll be just fine with Topo Chico and lime. We'll put some ice in a glass or drink it straight out of the bottle. Well, you're gonna be feeling fine with a tummy full of bubbles. And it sounds so good every time they open the top. Pop! I hope they don't ever stop. Oh! Topo Chico and lime. Topo Chico and lime. I'll be just fine with Topo Chico and lime. If you have a predilection for a bubbly libation, or if you need a new addiction with a focus on hydration, we've got just the thing to keep your whistle wet. Don't forget, set 'em up. And I'll knock them down. And then I'll drive you home after a few more rounds of Topo Chico and lime. Oh! Topo Chico and lime. Thank you.
Robert Ellis live in Studio 1A. Well, maybe you'll get an endorsement with that song.
I think at this point they're just like, who is this guy? He won't leave us alone. Like, the fans of Topo Chico are pretty enthusiastic. I think that they might get a restraining order against me or something. You're a little too into this.
Well, Robert Ellis, thanks for coming in and sharing your new music with us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You can catch Robert this afternoon at 5 o'clock down at Waterloo Records at 6th in Lamar. And you'll be playing around town for South by Southwest, I see.
I believe so. I think we're going to just do one show a day, and I don't know what they are offhand, but you'll be able to spot me. I'll be wearing a white tuxedo. So.
Well, Robert and the band's going to stick around and do one more tune that the FCC would not be thrilled with. So that's good. It'll be off air, but we'll have it up online on our website at kutx.org, along with some great video from our multimedia crew, which includes Jorge Sanhuesa Lyon, Salvador Castro, and Juan Figueroa. Big thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our on-air engineer and our in-house engineer, Jake Perlman. And a great big thanks, as always, to Deidre Gott, our producer who books all the live music here in Studio 1A. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock with all sorts of great music and maybe even a couple love songs today on Valentine's Day. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.